The knives were out, and Mayor Mike Bloomberg was the man with the target on his back. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was the first to draw blood.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another.
Having spent $400 million of his own money, he jumped to second in national polls this week, earning him a spot on the debate stage for the first time.
Who can beat Donald Trump? And number two, who can do the job if they get into the White House? And I would argue that I am the candidate that can do exactly both of those things. I'm a New Yorker. I know how to take on an arrogant con man like Donald Trump that comes from New York.
But his controversial stop-and-frisk New York policing policy and allegations of sexist work environments left him open to attack.
I hope you heard what his defense was. I've been nice to some women. That just doesn't cut it. The mayor has to stand on his record. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
The feistiest debate yet often spilled over into arguments. Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg ripped Bloomberg, a former Republican, and Bernie Sanders, a Democratic socialist, as unfit to lead the party.
Let's put forward somebody who's actually a Democrat. Look, we shouldn't have to choose between one candidate who wants to burn this party down and another candidate who wants to buy this party out.
The niceties are finally over. The candidates know there can only be one winner in the race to take on Donald Trump. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.